Shavua Tov and Shalom Aleichem. This is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 3 of Ketuvot, Mishnah 3, right? Gimel. Na'ara Shenit Arsa, a young woman that she was married from the first stage of marriage, Erusin, or Kiddushin, giving the ring, Vinit Garsha, and then she was divorced from that first stage of marriage. So she never moved in together with that first husband. There was never chuppah, never nisuin. The same would apply if that first husband had been deceased before they went to chuppah, God forbid. So what's the din if a man takes advantage of such a woman? Rabbi Yossi Galili Omer, Ein Lo Knos. There's no penalty payment that the man makes to the woman. Now the reason for this is actually his reading of the verse. It's in Parshat Ki Teitse. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 28. Ki yimso ish na'ara betula, when a man finds a young woman who is a betula, asher lo orasa, that was not orasa, that was never betrothed, never kiddushin, utfosa shchavim avanimzu, and then he lies with her, he forces himself on her. So Yosia Galili is giving effect not just to the words na'ara betula, which we discussed in yesterday's Mishnah, but also asher lo orasa, mistama, that was never betrothed. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Galili says, if she was betrothed, no knas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, yesh lo knas, she gets a knas, uknasa la'atzma, and she keeps that knas herself. Whereas in a regular case of a na'ara who has never had erusin at all, the knas would go to the father. And if you take a look at the verses in Devarim chapter 22, you'll see that the cases right before this were cases where the woman was actually had erusin. She was orasa, and in that case, there's no knas, there's no penalty payment, none of this applies, because that's a capital case. We actually kill that guy, the court, the Bezdin kills that man. Whereas the case we're dealing with, the woman was not betrothed at the time he took advantage of her, so this knas, this penalty might apply. Let's go on to Mishnah Daled, Hamifate, the seducer. So now we're actually talking about a case brought in Parshat Mishpatim in Shmot, Exodus chapter 22, verse 15, the ki yefate ish betula asher lo orasa, when a man will seduce a betula who is not married. And as we're going to see, the halacha is similar to what we call a me'anes, a man who forced himself on a young woman, but in this case, she did agree to the act of intimacy. Hamefate noten shlosha devarim, he pays her three items. V'ha'ones, the me'anes, the one who is really the rapist, arba, there's an additional fee he has to pay, compensation. Hamefate noten boshet pagam uknos, the seducer pays boshet, the shame, we're going to talk about that in upcoming Mishnayot, how that's calculated, upagam, the depreciation in her value since he took her betulim, uknos, and this 50 shekel fine that the Torah assesses against him, mosif olav onis, and the me'anis he pays additionally, shenotin et tzar, he pays whatever pain he inflicted upon the young woman. Of course, if God forbid there's a physical injury, God forbid he broke her bone or something during the act, then that, of course, he would have to pay in addition. That's a bava kama issue. So the Mishnah asks, ma bein onis lemefate? So what's the difference between a me'onis, took advantage, versus the mefate, the seducer? Ha'onis notin et tzar. As we've said, the me'onis, he pays pain. Ha'mefate enu notin et tzar. He does not pay pain because, after all, the young woman did agree to go along with this act. Onus noten miyad. The onus has to pay the knas, the 50 shekel fine, immediately. Hamafate l'kshiyotzi. And the seducer, when he goes out, meaning if they decide not to marry him. If the young woman involved and her father agree, for the case of a na'ara, a young woman, we assume she needs her father's guidance here. If they both agree, then this man would have to marry her. So if they decide not to go through with a marriage in this act, then the mafate would pay when he does not marry her. The Mishnah adds, "Onus shote beatzitzo." The rapist, he drinks from his flower pot. This is a euphemism, meaning he has created this situation, and it's sort of an unseemly, possibly not ideal situation, but he did it, so he is stuck with it. Similar to if a man pours his beer into his dirty flower pot, well, he's got to drink it. The hamafote, but the seducer, imrotza lehotzi motzi. So if they go ahead and get married, he is allowed to divorce the young woman, whereas the me'anes, he is stuck with her. He cannot divorce her. If the girl and her father decide, we want to lock this guy down, we want to make him force him to marry her, then the Ma'anes cannot divorce, but the Mefate could. And again, you can find the source for this halakha for the Mefate in Shemot chapter 22, and for the Ma'anes in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 22. Yashar kochachem, Shavuot Tov.